Diwali is the festival of lights in India. Homes and offices, heritage mansions and government buildings glow golden in the dark autumn night, lit up by thousands of lamps and candles and LEDs. As cars whiz past, urban activist Mudar Patheria shows me the best spot for the best view down the sweeping avenue lined by some of these grand old buildings in the heart of Kolkata.
If you ask me, this is the spot you need to stand on. Reason being, yahan se, you see it almost like a vertical line coming down. You look back and you see the grand sweep of the telecom bhavan, Art Deco, 1960. So it's still, you know, you don't like it enough, but it's still 65 years old. And you've got the Central Telegraph Office. And you've got the red letter office. I'm only waiting for permission.
On a Sunday night, the normally bustling offices are quiet, the streets are empty. Only the buildings, lit up by rows of warm yellow LEDs, glow like it's Diwali. Except these lights have nothing to do with Diwali. These buildings are part of a Kolkata illumination project that wants to change the face of the city by night. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Mudar Patheria is the brains behind Kolkata Restorers, a citizen-led group. About 2 years ago, he had this idea to restore an old domed market on a busy thoroughfare.
And that's when the big problem happened, that during the day it looked good, in the evening it couldn't be seen.
That's when he thought he needed to illuminate it so the dome with its old clock could also be seen at night.
So again, I had to pass the hat around. Hey, boss, I've got one extension of the same project.
He got it done with money to spare. So he used that to light up a beautiful temple nearby.
So quietly, I illuminated it. And I completed both projects within the cost of one.
And he caught the lighting bug. He realized Kolkata, with its eclectic cosmopolitan heritage, Jewish synagogues, Anglican cathedrals, Greek Orthodox churches, Hindu temples, Bori mosques, was a city that was ready for its close-up at night. And thus was born the citizen-funded, citizen-run Kolkata Illumination Project. In about 2 years, approximately 100 buildings have been illuminated. Patheria hopes to reach 200.
And if I get to 200, I think this would be one of the most wondrous cities at night in the country, because the architecture is there.
It's not just illumination. The buildings had to be restored, because otherwise the lights would only highlight the peeling paint and cracks. And then he noticed many of these old buildings had clock towers with huge clocks that had not chimed in years.
While we were illuminating the buildings, we had also been, you know, repairing clock, because the moment you illuminate and it shows the wrong time, it's an embarrassment.
Shujoy Sen, who runs the tour company Travel Together Everywhere, read about it in the newspaper. He decided to go check out these buildings for himself and was gobsmacked, he tells me over the phone.
So I was quite fascinated. I have visited Paris also. I have seen Paris by night.
Lit up at night, Kolkata was a city transformed, like Paris. So now Sen runs the first ever Kolkata by night city tour. Usually night tours are about ghosts, but this one is actually about a city coming alive, says Himanjali Shankar, who was on the tour.
I was born and brought up here. My ancestral home is in North Calcutta, and I was familiar with most of the buildings that we saw on the tour. But to see them illuminated so beautifully was magical. It was like they came alive, like they were reclaiming the grandeur that belonged to them.
For almost 4 hours, we roamed around the city, many of us called home, learning bits about its architecture, its legends, and its history. Buildings with evocative names like Dead Letter Office for Returned Letters.
The first Dead Letter Office, or the DLO, was established in Calcutta in 1854.
But most of all, we learned that sometimes even a city we think we know inside out can surprise us, says Indrani Pal, as we reached the end of the tour.
It's because we go around in the city mostly during the daytime. And when we go in the evening also, we really don't notice because we are always very busy moving around. So this was a special occasion where we only could focus on those buildings. And
we all got to see the city in a different light and marvel. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW. Happy Diwali.